Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Welcome to episode 230 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host, and today you guys are in for a treat. Because you can't see his face, but his name is Pete Mitchell. His name is Pete Mitchell. I've kept him in my back pocket for a long time, but he is a master growth and marketing strategist and the recognized expert and creator of instant results advertising. Pete, I probably should have practiced this before I just read it the first time.
I would have appreciated it. Would have made me feel a little bit more welcome, but you know, whatever.
Pete's powerful proven strategies have been used by thousands of businesses of all sizes and generated over $6.5 billion with a B dollars in sales. Pete leads several groups of entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals who want to discover better, faster, more effective ways to market their business and grow their profits. Pete has also delivered over 500 seminars all across America and is the author of 7 books, which I will link to because I'm just kind of running out of breath here, Pete, but welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
You know, just to be fair, out of the 7 books, I think there's only 2 that are good. The other 5 they're fluff.
I beg to differ, but in all honesty, Pete, I don't even know if you know this, but you were kind of the motivation behind starting this podcast in the first place. I remember when we were talking outside church one day and you started the Church Planner podcast. That one's free. That one's on me, Pete, by the way.
Hey, I appreciate that.
But you had started that podcast and we were talking about how we were both kind of connoisseurs of podcasts in general.
Dang it. I was using the wrong mic. There we go.
Do you want to start over?
No, we're good. I'm not going to edit this out either. My settings were jacked up.
I love it.
And I was talking about like, man, I would really like to start a podcast, but I don't know what I'd even talk about, blah, 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 blah. And you were like, why don't you just talk about detailing? And I'm like, dang it. That's a great idea. And look where we are now.
See, I remember telling you that you had to do like a daily tip. I'm like, you don't have, because our podcast was an hour long.
Right.
And I think that's intimidating to a lot of people. And I was like, yeah, you could just do like daily tips, you know, like here's how you do the tires. Here's how, you know, whatever. And you did that for a while. You did a whole bunch of those.
I did. I did a daily show for a long time, which helped. Well, I don't want to give away some secrets, but it helped a lot to do a daily show for a while. But man, that's a freaking lot of work.
That is. That's why I don't do a daily one. You know?
Even because I would have some episodes that were only a minute long, but I came to realize really quick, it doesn't really matter if it's a minute long or an hour long. You know, you still have the same back end process to get it uploaded and out. So anyway, yep. Enough of the small talk. Why are we here today, Pete?
Well, I thought it was because we're putting on the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp and you wanted to let everyone know about that and what we're doing.
I did, and we are. And so, again, Pete with his master brain capacity.
Wow. The ego on me is just getting bigger by the moment.
That's the idea. You came to me, Pete, and you said, hey, why don't we put together an event for detailers on how to market their business? And this whole podcast, you know, people talk about like finding your voice with podcasts and stuff like that, or the show finding its groove and stuff like that. And kind of the reoccurring theme with the Auto Detailing Podcast is slightly geared towards business owners and kind of hacks and ways to not only get more efficient, but also more profitable. So when you, and of course I mix in a little bit of product reviews and stuff like that too, but when you approached me with this idea of a marketing bootcamp specifically for detailers, I thought it was a great idea because, and I told you this, Pete, off air, but you know, it's great that guys know how to detail a car or shampoo a mat or polish out paint to perfection. But if you don't know how to get the clients to do that on, it's kind of difficult.
I think for me, the reason why I really wanted to do this this event specifically with you, one, obviously you're one of the leaders, if not, you know, I mean, you're probably the most well-known voice because there's no one else who's really got a podcast. Certainly not like your podcast.
Not with this many episodes.
Not well. And with the, frankly, the fame that goes along with it. I mean, people listen to you. They can call you if you're like trying to BS them. They know.
Yeah.
And, and so anyway,
our heads aren't going to fit in the screens.
I know.
By the time we're done with this, I didn't know we were just going to get into a kissing match with each other.
Well, the thing is about detailing that I love about the industry. Part of its beauty is one of its greatest flaws, if you will. I don't know if flaw is really the right word, but it's the low barrier to entry. Like there is a relatively low barrier to entry to become a detailer, and the potential of the industry is literally you could be at six figures a year very, very quickly when you do things the right way. And that's what I think kind of surprised me the most as you and I have talked over the years and, you know, I've helped you along the way and you've detailed my car along the way. You know, I'll just throw that out there.
So I do actually do this stuff for a living. Like, I just don't talk about it behind a microphone.
No, and you know what was funny? I was actually thinking the other day, I'm like, okay, so because the event's on June 4th, everyone. If you're like, hey, when's the event? June 4th.
DetailerMarketingBootcamp.com.
Yeah. It's going to be actually at McGuire's. They're one of the title sponsors. I was like, man, I got to make sure that Jimbo comes and details my car right before this event. Could you imagine? You know, you got like bird poop and the wheels are all muddy and, you know, it wouldn't look that good.
That's kind of like the couple times that I've gone down to McGuire's to record episodes from there. Even though I know that no one's going to come out and look at my car, it's always like, crap, I got to make sure that like my car's clean right before or whether I meet up with other guys that listen to the show that we meet up for lunch or whatever. And it's like, oh, dang it. I got to clean my car real quick.
Well, it's funny because it'll be funny to see on June 4th, which is a Saturday. Like, yeah. I want to kind of walk the parking lot and just see who's got the clean car, who's got the dirty car.
Yep.
Because we used to say, I got started in all this marketing stuff as a financial planner. And a financial planner, we always said the person with the worst finances is always the financial planner. So I'm kind of curious. Is it kind of like, you know, the detailer with the worst car is always the detailer? Or?
Sometimes. But that's a good thing that you just brought up. Why don't you give a little bit of background on how you got into marketing, why marketing, and then maybe a couple stories on what you've done for people.
Use
me as an example if you want.
Yeah, sure. Well, I got started in marketing. Well, I should actually back up. I got started in really selling as a financial planner. So,
in 1842?
Yeah, thank you. I'm not that old. I'm not that much older than you even. I mean, I just like good movies and you like bad movies. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, that is a whole nother conversation. We could talk about it on the Star Wars podcast.
You know, that's the thing. You guys, Jimbo does not like Star Wars. Like, who doesn't like Star Wars? I don't even get that. I can't even relate most of the time.
I can't relate to you either, Pete.
So everyone knows I got a 4-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter. And my son, I've got him to love Star Wars. Like, he loves it. So the other week, my wife she goes shopping every Sunday. Like, it's like her deal. She takes the kids. They go to some mall in Southern California and spend a bunch of money. Yeah, I know, right? And so my wife takes them into the Disney store, which they love. And so my wife is showing my 1-year-old all the princess stuff. And Mackenzie literally turns her head and walks over to R2-D2. And I'm like, yes, I've won.
Like, I could teach her nothing else, and I would be a successful dad.
I'm dad of the year right there. Dad of the year. No, so anyway, I got started in selling as a financial planner. So how it kind of works in financial planning is they give you a phone book and a phone, and they go, you know, start calling. I mean, that's how you get clients in financial planning. I am not a cold caller. I can't stand cold calling. I don't want to do door knocking. I may not seem like it here on the podcast, but at my core, I am very much an introvert. Like, Jimbo and I both have a friend named Peyton, and Peyton is this massive extrovert. Anytime he and I go to a conference together, I know I'm going to be miserable because he's going to be off literally meeting everyone, and I'm going to be looking for a corner where I can just go and hide and not talk to anyone. So I'm very much like an introvert and I don't really want to go out and meet people and talk and things like that. And so what happened was I had to learn how to get people to come to me because I wasn't going to go to them. I wasn't going to cold call them. I wasn't going to door knock. I wasn't going to do any of that stuff. And I needed to figure out a way to get basically prospects to come to me. And so that's what happened is I finally figured out how to do all of that stuff. And it reached the point to where I had friends in other businesses and they would come to me and they go, hey, well, we see what you're doing in your business. Can you do that for us? And so I started doing that for them. So I technically still have my financial planning company. I'm what's called a registered investment advisor. I still have that, though I don't take on new clients in there. I just literally manage the current clients because what I do full time is I'm a marketing and growth consultant. So companies will come to me. They, to be blunt about it, they will pay me a lot of money. Like I've got one client who this year, we just discussed it the other day, and she's like, you realize this year I'm going to be paying you mid six figures? I go, this year you're going to be paying me seven figures. What do you mean this mid six figure crap? Because I get a percentage on all the business that we bring in because of what I've given them and taught them and implemented for them. And so you and I have been talking for years because we knew each other from church. And I just love the detailer market because there's really like, there's bad marketing everywhere, like in every industry, but in the detailer market, it's almost like most of the marketing is just non-existent. It's not even really that it's bad marketing. It's that there's not a whole lot of marketing, which to me is like, there is so much opportunity to just go in there and soak up all the business you want.
That's like the goal for everyone, right? Like, how do I get customers to come to me? And Heather used to always tell me, oh, why don't you just go knock? Why don't you just go to an office building and try and drum up some cars? And I'm like, oh, the rejection is so high for that. It's so discouraging. But if you could get customers coming right to you, that's like the ultimate. If your phone just rings, that's like, I mean, you don't even have to do anything. That's great.
Well, that's kind of like your program with Google AdWords. I mean, the beauty of that, like,
which we'll be going over at the Detailer Marketing
Bootcamp. Which we are going to be going over. But the beauty of that is I refer to that as clients on demand. Like Google is the new Yellow Pages. So for all you kids out there, the Yellow Pages was this big book that had phone numbers in it.
Wow.
And like if you needed a plumber, you'd go to the Yellow Pages. And so anyone literally looking in the Yellow Pages has a need and they're looking for someone to fill that need. Well, I guess it depends on who your age group is.
Yeah, sure.
And where in the country you are. But literally here in Southern California, I don't know of anyone who uses a Yellow Pages, right? I mean, that's what Google's for.
Right.
So you Google something. And like what you teach them, and like you said, we're going to be going over this at the detailermarketingbootcamp.com. Can I throw that in there?
Yeah, keep throwing it in there, baby.
What we're going to be teaching, one of the things that you're going to be teaching them, I should say, is how to take advantage of that. So everyone who's looking for a detailer on Google is a buyer, right? They're looking for someone to fill that need. And it's really a matter of finding people who are looking for that and then getting in front of that. Being the person that they reach out to. And so now when those type of people call you, they're already pre-sold. Like, you know, they need it. You're not just going up to someone on the street and going, hey, do you need me to wash your car?
Right.
You know, I got the big white beater molester van and I'm ready to go to town on your car. You know, that's just kind of creepy.
Because people in that situation too are looking where they're not necessarily specifically looking for your service are always going to, or not, maybe not always, but in most cases going to want a discount. Whereas if I'm wrong, Pete, correct me, but, whereas people that are specifically looking for your service, of course, some of the time they're probably going to ask for a discount, but, you know, will be less likely to ask for that discount.
Yeah. You know, you actually hit on a really good thing, and that's the whole financial side of things. I am a premium priced person when it comes to the marketing that I do. I am not Walmart. I don't want to be Walmart. I am Nordstrom, right? I don't have a sale. So I've got this one client and she's referred me to tons of other clients, and someone was asking, they go, well, does he give any kind of discounts or, you know, anything like that? And she just goes, no, I don't believe he gives any discounts. But like, that's like the worst client, right? Like,
Right.
I don't want that client. But here's the point that I'm trying to get at. For you guys as a detailer, it's the same thing for me as a marketing consultant. It's literally the same amount of work to wash, you know, customer A's BMW and customer B's BMW. But if customer A is like grinding you on price, it's the same amount of work as the other guy who's not going to grind me and is going to pay me exactly what I want to charge. So why would I waste my time on customer A? Just go after customer B. And the way that you do that is literally in how you position yourself in the marketplace. I call it creating celebrity. And there's a way to create yourself as a celebrity detailer. And celebrity doesn't mean, like, I was listening to one of your episodes and you're like, hey, I wanted to be the detailer for Kobe Bryant.
Right.
And I don't mean like that, like, hey, I'm the detailer for Kobe Bryant, which if you are, that's cool. And I'd be putting that on everything I had. I
didn't quite get it, but
no, you didn't. But, but you know, if you, I mean, that's one way of creating celebrity is literally by whose car you detail. Like on one of your podcasts, you had the guy who details Air Force One.
Right.
That's a celebrity. Like, I would be putting that everywhere, but there are other ways that you manufacture that. Like even if you are literally brand new to the business, there's a way that you can do that. So like I'm going to give everyone kind of one of the cool things that we're going to be talking about at this event.
Thank you for getting into that. Cause apparently I have a hard time actually talking about what is going to be at the event.
Well, cause there's actually kind of a lot and I'm almost afraid. Like if I start going down the rabbit hole, it's like, I'm going to turn this into like a 3-hour podcast of everything that we could go over. but one of the ways that you do that, you create celebrityhood is what we refer to as education-based marketing. So I'm going to use coatings as a good example because you and I were talking about this the other day. Doing coatings on a car can be really financially advantageous for a detailer because you can charge more money for it. And, you know, I don't know from the work side because I don't personally detail cars, but I mean, for the money you charge, it sounded to me like it's worth it for the work that you do. Yeah.
Yes.
So the problem is most people, when they hear, you know, coatings for a car, their first thought is scam.
Right.
And there are plenty of guys out there who do scam people when it comes to coatings. So how do you compete against all of that and then get people to actually call you? One of the ways is through what we call education-based marketing. So in education-based marketing, it's absolutely we're going to educate people, but we are clearly marketing to them at the same time. And one of the ways that we do that is we have what we call a consumer guide. It's just a fancy term that we use to like explain what we've got. So basically, we would offer someone the consumer's guide to car coatings or how to know if you need to have your car coated, you know, something along those lines. And in this consumer guide, we're going to have details about how to know if you need to have your car coated. When is it good to do this? When is it bad to do it? Who to look out for? How to know if you've got a good detailer who can do this? Do they need to be certified? Like you would have all this information in there. And so
it's almost like what people, sorry to cut you off, but it's almost like what detailers a little bit are trying to do with blog posts is like educate their customers, but this will be more of like a physical product.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. And, okay. And it can be virtual. It can be on your website, but you're absolutely correct. Here's the thing. The entire internet is around because people want information. Mm-hmm. The problem is there's so much information on there. You have no idea what's good information, what's bad information, and who you should trust. So when you've got a consumer guide, and again, when I call it a consumer guide, it could be print. It could be on a website. It could be one of my favorite ways to deliver it is actually via an 800 number where someone can actually call in and listen to it.
I like that.
Which, by the way, we did this for a hearing aid company. Right. Now think about this. I'm telling someone with bad ears to call an 800 number and listen to like, I think it was 12 minutes long, this message. And we took that company's business and literally just exploded it. They had so much business.
Wow.
Because when people want the information, they will do whatever it takes to get it. And there's got to be like, there's caveats to this. If you said, you know, I need you to call Jimbo, you know, here's my phone number and I'll give you this guide. People aren't going to call because they're afraid they're going to talk to a salesman.
Right.
But when you say, hey, call this free recorded message on this 800 number, and I'm going to explain to you, you know, the five things you need to know about car coatings, How to tell a good detailer from a bad one. You know, we've got all these different things that, we put into this thing. And people call in and they listen to that. Here's what they assume. They assume, well, you're the guy that did this. So obviously you're the good guy. Everyone else is the bad guy. You know what you're doing. I'm just going to go ahead and go with you. And so when you say, hey, you know what? My price is X and it's $50 more, $100 more, $200.
My internet cut out. Sorry.
Oh.
Nope. Just keep going.
Okay.
No editing. Remember?
That's right. So when your price is, you know, 50 more, 100 more, 200 more, whatever it is more, it doesn't matter as much to them because they're like, yeah, but I'm getting Jimbo and Jimbo's the expert. Right. Like, who do I really want touching my 7 series? Mm-hmm. Do I want, you know, the guy with the molester van who's a total hack, or do I want Jimbo? And it's that positioning, and you're creating yourself into a celebrity. But here's one of the other things too that we're going to be talking about at this event, detailermarketingbootcamp.com. I got to get the whole.
Should we tell them how much the event is to attend, or should we leave that for the very end?
The event is free when you cover our materials cost. Our materials cost.
Are you
cost,
kidding me, Pete?
I know. Our materials cost is $49. If you cover that,
you're
premium. Well, here's the thing though, because it's at McGuire's, the seating is like literally extremely limited.
And that's all honesty. It is really extremely limited.
Yeah. Cause we're doing it at McGuire's, and literally if I told you how many people we could fit in there, it could be filled up by the time this podcast is over. So that'd be actually kind of cool. We filled up the event before the podcast was done.
Which I don't know how that would happen, but you never know.
Well, when you hit play.
I did tell one guy, and he was like, dude, I sent you that.
Didn't he say, yeah, he was like, he was going to fly out here from Montana or something?
Well, Kevin may fly out from Montana, but also it was the guy from North Carolina.
Yeah.
He was like, dude, and he's out here now. I met up with him for lunch, and he was asking me like, oh, what's next for the podcast? I'm like, dude, I got this sweet event coming up, like blah, blah. And then I text him later like, hey, shameless plug, here's the website, check it out. You know, and he's the only one that I told about it. And he was like, dude, I got to come.
Right.
He's like, if I don't come to this, I feel like I'm missing out. That's how good this event is that he was willing to literally fly back across the country to come to this free event when you just cover the $49 material fee.
We save you $1.
$1.
But like, here's one of the other things too that we're going to be going into. And this is one of the things that I think is kind of absurd about the detailing business. And I was telling you about this. So I got a landscaper, or I don't know if you'd call him a landscaper. I got a gardener. I mean, come on. Does he really landscape anything? But it's
not your yard.
Not my yard, no. And this is the third one that I've had. Now, I only hired the first guy, like, I don't know, I guess maybe 11 years ago. And then he sold his business to one of his employees. And then that guy recently, like within the last year, sold it to one of his employees. And that's how I got my current guy. But the reason why they were able to sell their businesses is because they had this reoccurring income. They basically, they have a route, right? You know, I got a bunch of homes over here, and you know, we hit these ones on Tuesday, these ones on Wednesday, these ones on Thursday, and they have a predictable income stream. How many detailers right now have no predictable income stream? They're basically running their business with the mindset of, if someone comes to me, then I'll have work.
Right.
And if they don't come to me, then, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm not doing anything today. I got nothing better to do.
Right.
And so one of the things that we're going to show them is, here's how you do this. Here's how you set up a reoccurring revenue stream in your business. So you never have to worry about income. You don't have to worry about, you know, where's my next meal coming from? The way I like to say it is, when we're done with this, you guys are going to basically be able to set it up to where you've got 10 grand at the beginning of every month before you've even seen one car.
And we're going to show you guys how to do this for free.
Yeah, at the event, at the detailermarketingbootcamp.com.
Is there too many shameless plugs in one episode?
I don't think you can. Not for this.
Okay.
Because this is going to – and the reason why we're doing it just kind of as a free, just, you know, cover our materials fee is, one, for me, I just think it's fun. I mean, I really do. I just think it'd be fun to do this. Right now, we don't have any plans to do any other, you know, events anywhere else or at any other time. I mean, we might. Who knows? If this one was like super, super fun. We're like, okay, we're going to take this on the road or whatever. But right. then we'd have to really start charging people because, you know, we're gonna give them the keys to the kingdom at this event.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And private jets are expensive. So,
well, you know, come on. And I need a masseuse everywhere I go. I have my own private masseuse.
Yeah. Pete's rider is ridiculous. So he likes to bathe in Evian.
Blue M&Ms only. A bowl full of blue M&Ms. So, yeah.
And he likes his car detailed before he leaves.
Yeah. So,
I think that's huge. You talked about how to start off the month with $10,000 collected. Now, $10,000 for a guy just starting out or the guy trying to bridge that gap between does he want to leave the full-time job and start doing his own side business? I mean, that's a big number. And to start out the month with that in the bank is huge. And one thing I've noticed or I've realized in my own business is that once you got the money side kind of taken care of or established at least, it makes you a lot more confident, but a lot more creative to, oh man, now that I don't have to worry about where's my next meal coming from, literally, or how am I going to pay my rent this month? It becomes, man, I could do this and I could do that and I can grow in this way and I could start this special offering or run this special or just like, it's such a burden that gets lifted and like unbelievable things can come from that.
Yeah. It's very, very freeing.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to take the jerk clients, if you know what I'm saying. You know, the guys are like always nitpicking your work. The next time they call you, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't think I'm going to be a good fit for you and right. your car. So I'm going to go ahead and refer you over to Jimbo. You know, go call him.
Thanks. I know a hack. Call Jimbo.
Yeah, call Jimbo. But like,
he's the cheap guy.
The reason why you take those clients is because you have to. Like, right. you're afraid. I don't have the next meal. And you know, you talked about the guy who's maybe doing this on the side or doing this part time or whatever. In my mind, that's just totally your choice, because if you wanted to do this full time, you totally could. Mm. It's just no one actually gave you the roadmap. Like the most you're going to get, and this is, I don't mean this to be a knock on suppliers, but suppliers, they want you to use product.
Right.
They're not really going to teach you, here's how you set up your business. Here's how you get a never ending stream of clients coming in. Here's how you never have to worry about where your next, car is coming from, your detailing, your coding, whatever it is. Here's how you do an upsell. Here's how you do a downsell. They're not going to go into that stuff. And it's not because they don't want to. It's just, that's not their deal, right? Right. Their deal is, hey, you know, we make this wax or we make this coding or we make whatever it is.
Right.
And we're going to teach you all about that. We're going to show you how to use it. That's their deal. So right. who is there that's going to give you this information? In most industries, there's organizations out there that'll do that. In the detailing industry, there's basically no one. So it's not really your fault that you don't know how to take, you know, your hobby and turn it into a full-time gig. And that's what really we're going to give you at this event. If you are full-time, we're going to show you how to put that business on steroids, like how to grow that thing if that's what you want to do. And if it's not what you want to do, then I would say it's probably not the event for you.
And I think what's so, for me, what's so exciting is just like the podcast. It's like, you know, those guys that write in that are like, hey man, thanks for, you know, the latest episode. It literally is going to make me thousands of dollars. And it's like, because I'm on the flip side of that, of like having a profitable business and having like a ton of flexibility with that and enjoying it and all the benefits of owning and running your own business, just like you are, Pete. And it's like, man, it's so good when it's good. It's so good that you're like, I want other people to experience how good this is.
Right. You just hit on the thing right there. I love that with my clients, the monthly retainers that I charge them pay for all of my bills in the month. Like I know I don't have to worry about doing anything. I haven't lifted a finger. Like literally, my clients, most of them are on either automatic wire transfer because I charge a lot, right? I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything here. I charge them a lot. So most of them, it's not like I can put it on their credit card. It's, they got to wire me money.
But can you give a figure about how you've I don't know if you want me to share the figure, but one of your clients that you worked with was making X amount of dollars per month. And within a year or two, they're making X. Do you want to share those figures or no?
Yeah, no, I don't mind sharing it because I just won't mention who the client is because it's their private numbers. But they hired me. It's almost been 2.5 years now. And when I started working with them, they were at 50 grand a month as a company, small company, doing what they do in their industry. And give you an example, this month we've crossed over, you know, here we've got a couple more days. We're recording this at the tail end of April. We've got a couple more days in the month, but they've already crossed over 300,000 for the month. Whoa. I literally don't.
That's double what you.
Yeah.
It's like mid 100,000.
Well, I don't remember the last time we had less than 170,000 in a month. January, I know, was a high for us because we were at just over or just under like 250, I think. And then, you know, February, March, I think we're around 170, 180. This month we're at 300. And that's kind of the way it goes. Like, I literally don't remember the last time we did less than 170. I mean, probably was a year ago.
I'm sure those figures is like you actually do this and know how to, you know, if a detailer was doing $300,000 a month, that's insane, you know, but well, so.
Yeah, this isn't a detailer. This,
right.
Because you would need to have a detailing operation with staff, like to reach those kind of numbers in sure. the detailing business. And some people want to go that direction. If they want to go that direction, that's cool because we're going to teach you the principles, the foundations that you need.
How to get there.
In order to put. To make that kind of an operation happen, but then you would actually need, you know, additional sure. Training because now you got to deal with employees and
right.
all that but other.
The point is that you know how to get there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do. In fact, that client has referred to me probably more than any other client that I've ever had. Mm. And it finally just reached the point where I was like, you know what? I appreciate all your referrals, but I can't take them. Like, I don't have the time anymore. And what's funny, I've shared this with you and I have not shared this with them. So another good reason I'm not mentioning who they right. are, right. but literally like every week I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to drop that client because it's just, it's too much work to me. And I don't really like working. Like that's not my deal. Working's for everybody else. I just right. want the money. I don't want to actually like
cash and checks.
Yeah.
Or refreshing your bank account to see the wire transfers.
I'm like, through. You know, how much work I'm doing for them? Is it really worth the income? You know, and I start having thoughts like that go through my head and I start, you know,
right.
doing stupid things. And
maybe don't post the link to this website on your Facebook page.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, they're too busy. They'd never listen yeah. to it anyway.
Especially 30 minutes in. But yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's what we're going to be showing people is how to do all this stuff, how to create that in their business. So that way when they leave, you know, it's just a matter of actually implementing what we give them, what we teach them at this event. So.
And that's a crazy thing to think about too, that I just don't think most detailers think about is creating an asset that they can sell one day.
Yeah.
So that to me, when we started talking about that, it is huge because it's like, you know, what is your, and I talk offline with Darren Priest a lot about this is like, what is your exit plan? You know, like what is your plan for when, if God forbid something were to happen to you or you're just straight up burn out? Like, what are you going to do? And for most of us, it just fizzles out and goes away. And it's like, wait, like for me in my own business, it's like, man, I've worked 8 years building up this database of people and I'm just going to walk away from it.
Right.
Like, no, I want to build up something that I can sell, an asset that I can sell to somebody and say, look, here you go.
And that's the biggest
rewarded for that.
That's the biggest problem. Like what you're hitting on right now, most people, most detailers, when they think about what's my business worth, what they're really thinking is what's my equipment worth on the resale market, right? Right. Like I've been joining because of you. I'm joining all these
my water tank for,
right? Yeah. Like I'm joining all these Facebook groups and there was someone on there who was like selling their trailer and all the equipment. And they had a link to like their eBay page for it. It was like $9,500. And that's because they're thinking, okay, really the asset that I've got is I've got a trailer with equipment. And right. so what's it worth on the resale market? When if you have a business where you have reoccurring income, now keep in mind, like Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, right? Whatever he is, second, third richest man in America. I have no idea what he's at today. Billions and billions of dollars of value. He loves businesses where clients have to come back to them. So he loves companies like, I think one of the ones he owns is Supercuts, right? Where you get a haircut and then a few weeks later, you got to get a haircut again.
Yep.
So the detailing business is that way. My car, last time you came out here, got dirty since then, right? I got to have you come back out and clean it again.
Right. My price has doubled, by the way.
Yeah,
I got a good marketing guy.
Now that you know what I'm making, you're like, yeah. That's it. My price is going up.
Yeah.
But when you've got that, now you've got an asset. And like when you put people on basically what I'm going to refer to as a subscription plan,
right?
Where they're paying you every month, you're getting that money and you're cashing in on the first of the month. And then you're going out later in the month and doing the work. Now you've got an asset and you could turn around and sell that very easily.
By the way, we're going to show you how to do that. Not just give you the idea of you should do this, but actually how to implement that.
Exactly.
Sorry. Just wanted to add that in.
Yeah, no, because to me, that's why I look at the detailer business. And you and I talk about this a lot because, as you mentioned, I've got a podcast. I do a lot with what are called church planners, and they're always looking, you know, what should I do for, income on the side? And I'm like, dude, be a detailer. Let me show you how to market that business. Low barrier to entry. And what I mean by low is, yeah, you need skill, you need training, you need equipment, but it's not like you're going to go buy a Subway franchise and you got to come up with tens of thousands of dollars to get that. And then you're barely going to squeeze out. Like, you realize the average owner of a Subway only makes $3,000 a month.
Oh,
like it's ridiculous. You literally got to have a bunch of those to make any kind of real income. But in the detailing business, like $3,000 a week is doable.
Right.
So, I mean, anyway.
Yeah, for sure. And not only that, but think about all the startup capital and risk that Subway franchisor has.
Exactly.
Compared to just a detailer who literally could buy that $9,500 trailer and literally start making money the first day.
Well, I remember when you and I were talking last week and you said something like, it cost you $5,400 when you first started. You bought all this equipment and you made that back your first month.
Yeah, I bought a trailer for $5,000 and the first month in business made $5,400.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it was.
So I actually was, what would they call it in the startup world? I was actually profitable my first month.
Right. Apparently. Which, what other industry can you do that in? That's why I look at the detailing business. I'm like, dude, this is like a dream industry. You don't need a college degree. I mean, what do you need? You need some knowledge, you need some skill, and you need to be willing to work hard. Now, if you don't, if you're not willing to work hard, then forget it.
I mean, none of this will even work.
Yeah, you'll be the hack. You'll be the guy who's just, you'll be the guy that you ever, you know, been in a parking lot and some guy in a white van comes up to you. Hey man, I got some extra speakers here. My boss screwed up. I don't know how many times I've gotten tagged for that one. Like,
or like a knock at the door, like, hey, I got some extra steaks in the back of the truck. It's like, what? Have you ever had that happen to you?
That's their whole model. Yeah, I have. And if they see you like out in the front yard with friends, look at all the steaks we got. I'm like, dude, seriously? Like, that's your business model. I'm going
right.
to drive around and try and hawk steaks at people. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we're going to be going over at the event.
Cool. So how do people go to this event, Pete? I don't think we've shared the website.
Well, the website, interestingly enough, is detailermarketingbootcamp.com.
And there's a great video on there as well that'll explain a little bit more about the event, what to expect. There's a ton of information on that site. So even if you're just thinking about it a little bit, I would definitely suggest checking out that website. And again, this space is really, really, really limited. So I would suggest signing up right away.
Sign up right away. It's just cover the materials cost, $49. Another thing too that we're going to be going over is I'm going to show them, here's how you get Mercedes, BMW, Lexus dealers to send you their best clients. Won't cost you anything, and they're going to love doing it. I mean, there's strategies that you can put into play, and I know because I did this for a detailer. And we literally quadrupled his business in 1 month, 28 days technically.
And in that video, you know, you say how to get dealers, something to the effect of how to get dealers to send their best clients. And I don't want people to get confused because there is a dealer market where you can detail for the dealer. But what Pete is talking about is actually the people that are buying the cars from the dealer, how to get them as clients through the dealer. So essentially you're using the database of the dealership to get high-end clients.
Yeah. The best clients.
The best clients.
And yeah, and
how to get the dealer to love you, love to do that.
Right, right. And I'm not talking about the guy who's selling the 1995 Ford Escort. That's not the dealer I'm talking about.
$87 a month, Pete. No money down.
That's not the deal. That's not what we're talking. You know, I actually had a buddy and he's like, yeah, I just bought a new car. It's a Jeep. I don't know, Grand Cherokee or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, what'd it cost you? He's like, $2,500. I was able to make a deal with the dealer. I'm like, dude, what kind of Jeep did you just buy for $2,500?
And what dealer had that?
I don't know, but he said it had over 200,000 miles on it. I'm like, he's like, I'm hoping it'll last me 6 months. I'm like, yeah, dude.
What?
200 and like, I think it was 230,000 miles. I'm like, okay.
Why?
Because it's a whole nother story. Some people just don't have it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
apparently.
Good friend. I worked for him years ago when we were making money hand over fist, and then the markets changed.
Now he's buying $2,500 Jeeps.
Well, he never – see, here's the thing. Okay, and some of you might be in this position right now. I'll leave you guys with this parting thought. It's not – there's nothing wrong with being poor. Like, I don't have a problem with people being poor. I have a problem with staying poor. Mm. Like, here in America, with what we've got as opportunity, it's okay if you're starting from zero or what I like to call less than zero. You're in debt up to your eyeballs. There's a problem with staying there. And that's where he was a good friend of mine. He was making a lot of money. And when he lost it all, he lost it all. And he would literally not do anything to improve himself. Like, and I can't, I mean, that can't be helped. He would never go to this type of an event because he'd say, oh, I can't be out of the office for a day. Well, what do you care? You're not making any money at the office.
Right. So this is a Saturday, by the way, anyway, yeah. June 4th.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. What was the website for that again, Jimbo?
DetailerMarketingBootcamp.com.
but yeah, I mean, so you kind of have to have that willingness that I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to go to work and I'm going to do what I need to do to make things happen for myself and for my family. And that's my motivation. That's what drives me is I got a wife and two young kids and I want them to be okay. I don't want to, you know, get kicked out and lose my house or anything like that. So I'm willing to get up and go to work and do what needs to be done.
So basically don't stay broke.
Don't stay broke. It's okay to be broke. Just don't stay broke.
Come to our event.
There you go. Borrow the $49 from somebody if you don't have $49.
But. And literally $49. You could probably text a client while you're in the event and make the $49 back. Like before you even leave.
That's actually, you know what? I'm going to start using that. We're going to teach you how to text a client, have them send you $49 from the event to cover your costs.
I like that. It's on a Saturday. So, you know, we wanted to position this event where it wouldn't be take. Some guys do work Saturdays. Some guys are only working weekends, but we wanted to try to position the event to where you wouldn't be losing out on money by coming. So that's the idea behind having it on a Saturday. And it's going to be a good chunk of the day, right, Pete?
Yeah, it's pretty much the whole day. I mean, right now we've got it slated for like 9 to 3:30 to 4 or something like that. And I mean, there reaches a point where you start to overload people with too much. So we're kind of going to be cautious of that. We don't want to overload you. We want to give you the tools that you need so you can just go out there and make it happen.
Totally. And Pete, do you want to throw out any of your other, how people can follow you, or you just want to leave it with the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp?
Frankly, I'd leave it at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp because
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into five themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first three boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.